Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue to take your reactions on the new cabinet, and on the line with us is Zwelinzi Mavavi, SAFTU Secretary, General Secretary. Your reaction, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Mavavi.
Good evening, Renela, and good evening to everybody listening.
Your reaction to the new cabinet?
We would have liked to see a smaller cabinet. The circumstances were explained, but still, we thought that all parties failed to consider the real interest of the South African population. What we fear from this massive cabinet with 45 deputies and all of that is that each one of them now is starting to recruit a PA, a security, a political advisor, setting up the office of the director general, and all of that, splitting the ministers or ministries that used to be one in order to accommodate this compromise between the political parties, is going to prove to be very costly in the long run for South Africa. We don't want a country that have a massive bloated head, but a small body like a kid with a kwashiorkor. There is not enough numbers of police in South Africa.
Mm.
We have massive vacancies in the healthcare. At some point, they're reaching 40,000.
Mm.
We have massive vacancies in the home affairs. I think the numbers of people that are in the positions are only in their 30s. We have vacancies in the schools in KwaZulu-Natal, even though we see that they are filling them. And we have a crisis of the numbers all over. And nobody is going to tell us that, no, let's not fill the vacancies and let's use the EPWPs and in positions of full-time people that are not being employed in the local government, because we must now cater for this bloated head, the big head, of this government, of this coalition government. So that's our biggest concern. And the second concern, of course, we have stated before, and it's now water under the bridge, we would have preferred a more left-leaning coalition involving the EFF. And we've seen how this evolved, and unfortunately, we're not the players. We were just expressing a wish, and how people play their tactics to achieve what we were watching. But we were disappointed, because now we fear that the ANC is going to be under tremendous pressure to move to the right, even further to the right they've already moved to politically. And so that right can see more austerity programs, more expenditure cuts. You remember we cut expenditure even on the eve and during the biggest crisis, health crisis to face this country in 2021, 2022, the COVID crisis. We have been cutting everything, including the budget of the IEC, and that's why you saw that playing itself out with an IEC that was not fully prepared to handle the elections in 2024. So we worried about that big push, and we can only hope that through the unity of workers with other working class formations on the ground, we will be able to push back and against austerity programs, against privatization of Eskom, of Transnet, and other critical state institutions that we believe should remain in state hands. So that's our biggest two worries, if you were to ask us that. Yes.
You've obviously spoken about the fact that, you know, you're concerned, and you had already said this before we got the final cabinet, that you would have wanted to be more left. We are now here. Are you concerned about the cabinet ministers that are, you know, obviously, as you're saying, that sit on some of these very important portfolios, telecoms, trade and industry, small business? You have, you know, the DA there quite prominently sitting there, public works. Are you concerned about that?
We are. Look, we're concerned that For example, the DA's president or leader, John Steenhuisen, is now the Minister of Agriculture. And we just cross the fingers that he's not going to use that to consolidate the commercialization of land and production in the production of food, and to remain firmly in the hands of the white minority in the society. And hopefully now that you know that we'll be watching that, he may surprise us. We don't know. Everybody must be given a chance. The manifesto of the DA as a whole reads like a horror to us. And we regard the whole formation of the government of national unity, but which is actually a coalition government, as a doomsday for the working class in South Africa and for the workers in particular. So we worried about that. Let me just raise this issue. It's a very, very painful story, the issue of education in South Africa.
Yes.
I've been saying elsewhere yesterday that when the left wins elections over and over again, such as the ANC was regarded as the left-leaning and pre-1994, before it adopted Kiye in 1996.
Yes.
And but when the Party of Liberation seemed to be in the main concern more about the interest of the marginalized black majority and in its own policy, the National Democratic Revolution, it says this is about liberation of black people in general and African people in general. Mm-hmm. But for 30 years, it doesn't fix the crisis we inherited from the apartheid education system. For 30 years, you still have an education system that leaks 48% of the students who start grade R in a particular cycle of 12 years and who don't reach grade 12 because they are being literally sidelined, moved out and culled out of the system at grade 10 and 11. So you know now every year that every time you celebrate the matric results, there are 48% of the kids who did not write that matric, who would have started 12 years ago. So that's the first biggest problem. I'm just coming to the point that I want to make,
Pinelo.
When you have every study showing that we have a kids who can't read with a meaning at grade 4 and 5, and we have an education system that can't compete with Swaziland, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and the neighboring countries, worst of all, the rest of the developing and developed nations. When you have fewer and fewer numbers of kids who go into university with maths and mathematics, and where 45% of black people fail their first year at university because of perhaps many issues involved, but because they have not been properly prepared for the university, then that's a crisis. You can't fix that with the minister that was a founder member of the Democratic Teachers Union, when lots of MSCs are coming from the same union, when all of the district inspectors are coming from the union, all the principals, the HODs, and the union have such a sway in terms of who must be employed because they're sitting in the interviewing panel. But the product of this so-called transformation is that it leads to this dysfunctional education system. Don't be surprised later. Mm. And this is what I think we are now being hammered. Mm. Don't be surprised when the society begin to search for solutions everywhere else, including from the right wing.
I mean, that's quite
so
scary.
So you may find out that people are excited that people, the DA is now in charge of the Department of Basic Education because we, the transformers, the former oppressed, were given an opportunity to run our healthcare system, our police servicing, our correctional services. We have run things down, including the state-owned enterprises. Mm. This is what is killing. This is what have hit the ANC lights out in these elections. Mm. The transformation that they have been driving in critical aspects of development have led to a disaster for black people in general. I'm not saying that there have been no gains,
yes,
but I've gone through the detail on the education to show you that sometimes social democrats, when they have been in power for a long time, very soon people, ordinary people, see no difference between the social democrats and the right wing. So they vote for the right wing, and they discredit the whole left project. And that's what's been happening in Europe in the aftermath of the 2008 and 2009 biggest crisis economically in the whole world. We are told that that crisis was bigger than the 1928 crisis that led to the First World War. If you do not, at a material level, show the difference between you as so-called left and the right wing, people don't blame people later who say that, oh, better the DA than this.
Sure, Mr. Vavi. I'm going to have to leave it there, but we will need more time to engage a bit more. Zwelinzima Mabavi is SAFTU General Secretary, just giving us their sense of how they feel about the new cabinet. When I come back, I'll be speaking to the DA, Soli Malatsi, who now is the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.